Welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm here with Pastor Leek of Hope Bible Church, and today we are discussing questions that are important to grounding your faith. Our question today regards, why is it important that we believe in the Holy Spirit? You talked about, Pastor Leek, in one of our other questions, that the Holy Spirit, he inspired the Bible through his work and his word. Can you just explain a little bit more why it's important we believe in him?
Yeah, and this is a short answer to a big question. Think of all the things the Holy Spirit of God does. And when we say we should believe in the Holy Spirit, wow, there's a lot there. Yes, the Holy Spirit inspired the whole Bible. He made sure that every word of that Bible was his words, God's words, and not just men's words. And so that protected it from error and made sure that all of the Bible was true. When we read the Bible now, we have, as believers, the Holy Spirit actually living inside of us. The Bible says that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. So he lives inside of us. As we read the book he authored, the author is inside of us, and he helps us to understand the very word that he wrote. That's exciting. Of course, we could back up and say, look, the Holy Spirit was involved in creation. When you go back to Genesis 1, it says the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters, and there he is involved in creation. All through the Old Testament, you find the Holy Spirit coming upon men or women, and they would prophesy, or they'd be given a great amount of strength or some other kind of ability. When you come to the age of Jesus, though, you find this tremendous work of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. I mean, he is conceived in Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit. He grows up with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who drives him into the wilderness, we're told in Luke 4 and Matthew 4, in order to be tempted by the devil. It's the Holy Spirit who's with him and empowers him for all the ministry and miracles that he does. And then there's this special promise. John the Baptist said it. He said, I only baptize you with water, but there's one who's coming who's greater than me. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that was talking about Jesus. And that's what Jesus did when he finished all of his work. In other words, when he had died on the cross and been raised from the dead and went back to heaven. There, from there, he poured out the Holy Spirit on all of his followers. We call that the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Well, this initiated a whole new powerful age of the Holy Spirit in which we live right now. And we have a very close relationship with the Holy Spirit. He has surrounded us. He indwells us. He walks with us. We are to walk by him. Ephesians 5:18 says we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit. We have fellowship in the Spirit with each other because the Holy Spirit binds us towards one another. In fact, the Holy Spirit living inside of us is even given kind of as a down payment or a pledge of a future inheritance that we're going to be receiving. That's why he's called the Holy Spirit of promise. We're told that we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so on and on, you find that all of the Christian life and the church's life is done in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit, who leads us on and teaches us and even caused us to be born again in the first place. Titus 3:5 says we're born again and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So we are in this special age of the Holy Spirit. We need to learn to walk in the Holy Spirit, listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying in Scripture, bend and yield our lives to the direction in which the Holy Spirit wants to take us in life, which of course is becoming more and more like Jesus Christ.
So when you talk about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit isn't an afterthought. He's very much as important member of the Godhead as the Father and the Son.
Exactly. He's God, like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I love 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You see the three members being one, each equally God, each involved in our lives.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.